Braves and Reds at Great American Ballpark. Hey, Brandon Phillips back in town. He spent 11 seasons and won 4 Gold Gloves with Cincinnati.
And that'll bring up Brandon Phillips. Let's listen to the crowd.
And a standing ovation. Nice. Arroyo goes for a walk. Phillips tips his cap.
Swing and a miss. From soft to softer, and Phillips out in front for the strikeout.
Swanson single his first time up. Swanson hits this one high and deep to left field. This one may stay fair. Headed for the corner, and a fair ball home run. Swanson didn't hook that one. He kept it fair by about 6 feet, about the same distance to the right of the pole as the other one was to the left of the pole. His fifth homer, his 19th RBI, and the Braves up the lead to 2-0.
Tying run moves to third, but now two away. And for the Reds, it's up to Tucker Barnhart. Tyler Flowers goes out there to discuss the scouting report with Jim Johnson. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. It gets through Flowers, and the game is tied. Jose Ramirez is going to open up the bottom of the 10th inning.
And he'll face Mizoraca, the catcher, the right-handed hitter, rests the bat on his shoulder. Mizoraca is a guy that knows Punxsutawney Phil. Hit the left field and deep. I think the game is over. Mizoraca with a home run, and game one belongs to the Reds.
Brian Snitker's squad couldn't hold on to a 2-0 lead in the 9th inning of Friday's loss in Cincinnati. Here's the skipper talking about his team's performance.
It was really good. That was his best one so far. Just he was very aggressive, and shame we couldn't get him going.
When he's able to locate the fastball in the corner and then mix that slider, he's
pretty good.
Tough.
Yeah, he is. It's about the location. Stuff's there, and did a great job.
He has 103 pitches, and you send him back out there, it's got to be a boost of confidence.
Yeah, it's good for him to go out there in the 7th inning like that and get that ball game. And it's kind of, he's a big, strong kid and probably could have went back out for the 8th, really. But you're just asking a lot of him there. But that was good to see him go out in the 7th and shut him down like that.
JJ gives up those two doubles right away, but you get a feeling, or you get to end a position where you have a feeling he's going to get out.
Yeah, I mean, it's sitting there and it's like the worst possible outcome, spike a ball like that. And we're sitting there, they got to get a hit right there, and it's unfortunate.
Is that a ball? I mean, do you think they hit the plate or took a spot where?
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. See.
But for Fulte to be that aggressive with the fastball and to be able to command it, that's going to be
that's
very
really
encouraging.
Good. That's really, really encouraging right there. I mean, that's good stuff. Because that's something to talk to him about, is using his fastball and more and commanding it. And it was good. And he was on tonight.
When you go back to where Kemp was trying to steal that run there, whatever inning that was, is that just being over aggressive, or do you like that kind of aggression?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, they got to make a really good play. You got to. As a third base coach, too, sometimes they get to a point of no return. You got to make a decision and whether to send him or not. Because the ball's up the middle that they keep tracking and tracking. Sometimes you hit it right, sometimes you don't. Hey, he made a great play. I don't know how the hell he threw that ball on his knees like that far and that accurate. I mean, that was probably a huge play right there, obviously, but I don't know how the heck he made it.
Mike Foltynewicz went 7 scoreless, tied a career high with 10 Ks, but earned a no decision on Friday night against the Reds. Here's the pitcher talking about his performance.
Me and Chuck, we made a couple adjustments in the last bullpen, and they seemed to work tonight. Like you said, fastball command was probably the biggest thing tonight, and set up my slider, set up my changeup. We're moving in and out, up and down with the fastball, so yeah, it was probably best command I've had all night, and it showed.
Feel that slider just get that much better
as you. Today I thought I threw some good ones and they just didn't check or anything. They just took them and that's why I kind of rely on my fastball changeup more, because I think they might have been just seeing it out of the hand a little too well and laying off. But I got a couple ground outs here, but they weren't swinging at the good ones, and it was a little weird. But we had the fastball and changeup, even on righties tonight, with the changeup was effective. Got some ground balls, got some strikeouts, so it was a good game plan going in.
Hitter-friendly ballpark, a team that's been swinging the bats well. This has got to be a good boost for you going forward, too.
Yeah, like you said, just the ballpark kind of plays like SunTrust, and you know, great hitting team. They're kind of aggressive and kind of patient at the same time, and you know, first pitch strikes, I think were key tonight. I put them in some great locations, and you know, they were behind, and you know, kind of had a battle from there. So I just kept the ball down for the most part, a couple high strikes here and there, but you know, got away with them just because we were staying down and the sliders were staying down all night. So it was overall just, you know, good outing.
Another step in the development process as you bounce back from St. Louis with the start you had that next one, and you bounce back from San Fran with this one. That has to be very encouraging.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, the confidence is definitely there. You know, the other outing where, you know, I gave up five, the confidence was still there. You know, just had to make better pitches, and you know, I thought we did that, executed, and you know, the confidence is there, and you know, great one to you know, bounce back from, and we know where to go from there. But yeah, to stay consistent, you know, eat up innings, and you know, that's the plan.
The series continues Saturday. R.A. Dickey on the mound for the Braves against Scott Feldman for the Reds.